Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today with the Jefferson Parks and Recreation Department is our Assistant Director, Nathan Krall, now joining us. So thank you very much, Nathan, for coming back on.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. It's been a little while since we've been able to promote some of your upcoming activities, but hey, you've got activities that are upcoming here in the later part of the summer. A sport that I'm sure people are, you know, welcome to have back is soccer, as Parks and Rec has had a pretty good hand in helping develop youth soccer anyway. Tell us about when the next availability for that program will happen.
We will be holding a soccer camp Mondays starting July 27th and running through August 17th for 8 through 11-year-olds. And that'll be down at Kelso Park. And those that plan on doing the U10 through U15 soccer in the fall are strongly encouraged to attend the soccer camp.
So as far as the soccer camp goes, is there a cost associated with that? And what's the deadline for those kiddos to sign up?
Yeah, for the soccer camp, the cost is $20 if you're a member at the rec, or $25 if you are not a member. The deadline to register is the Friday before it starts, so that would be July 24th.
Now, can you explain what exactly participants will be able to experience during the soccer camp, and do they need to have any equipment with them?
Just their normal soccer shoes, what they'd be wearing otherwise, not for the camp. They don't really need any specific equipment. And then they're just going to be learning more skills, more skill development for the camp.
What are the different times, and again, refresh us on the dates of when that camp will take place?
Yep, so the 8 and 9-year-olds will go first from 5:45 to 6:30. And then the 10 and 11-year-olds would go from 6:30 to 7:30. And again, this is on Mondays, starting July 27th and running through August 17th.
Now, as far as the U10, U12, U15 soccer, can you give us a little bit more explanation as far as what's going to be going on with that program?
That's a league that is held out of Fort Dodge. Practices are in Jefferson. Games are played in Fort Dodge. Practices for that start the week of August 24th. Games begin September 12th. The fee for that is a member is $40, non-members $45. Some additional fees would be if you need a jersey, it's $15. If you've had a jersey in the past and you still have it, you will not need another one. $5 for shorts and $5 for a pair of socks. And then in addition to signing up at the rec this year, all parents will need to sign up their players on the Fort Dodge Soccer Association website and upload a photo. The Green County registration window to do this is August 1st through August 10th. If you don't register during this time, you will not be allowed to play this season. And you can just go to our Facebook page, our website, and we have the links to that website on there.
Now, is there going to be any COVID-19 precautions people need to be aware of, either for the soccer camp or for the youth soccer league at all?
We're going to try and keep people, at least in the camp, I mean, keep them spaced out as best we can. But as you know, it's soccer, so, I mean, people, kids get close to each other. So, I mean, we're going to do the best we can, but it's, I mean, you'll still get close to one another once in a while.
Another kind of youth fall program is your volleyball youth program that's coming up here soon. Can you tell us the details that we're surrounding that?
Yep, we're going to have a 3rd and 4th grade volleyball camp and a 5th and 6th grade volleyball camp. So for the 3rd and 4th graders, that's more so introducing kids to the game of volleyball. They'll learn the basics through drills and games. This will be held July 28th, 29th, 30th from 11:30 to 12:15 here at the rec. Cost is $15 for a member and $20 for a non-member. And then the 5th and 6th grade side of things, this is to learn the game of volleyball through fun drills. The program will help prepare players for possible match play. Again, this is the same dates, July 28th, 29th, and 30th, but the time is 10:45 to 11:30. Cost is the same, $15 for a member and $20 for a non-member. And Chris Heisterkamp will be the one running this program.
I'm going to ask you, for every one of these programs, is there going to be any COVID-19 precautions taking place for this particular? Because it's not as contacted as soccer would be.
Yeah, again, it's what I've been saying, just kind of try to maintain distance. And then the other thing we've been doing is wiping off the balls in between use, I guess. So every so often we're wiping down and sanitizing the volleyballs.
And then last but certainly not least is, I believe, still a relatively free program, if memory serves, your safety camp for the youngsters that are, I believe, going into kindergarten.
Yep. So the safety camp will be held on Tuesday through Friday, so August 4th through the 7th from 9 to 11 a.m. And yeah, like you said, this is a free program sponsored by the Jefferson Elks. It's for kindergarten boys and girls. You must turn 5 by September 15th. And it's designed as an orientation to safety concerns that will be important for all kids to know before they attend school. Topics covered will include bus safety, bicycle safety, pool safety, car safety, electrical safety, stranger safety, railroad safety, fire safety, animal and telephone safety. And then campers will graduate on the last day, and this is limited to 20 participants.
Now, with you being immersed in your first go-around here at the safety camp, are you kind of intrigued to see about all these different topics? Because as you're listening, it sounds like a lot, but it sounds like a pretty involved program too, to have to go 4 days in a week for these kids to learn all there is to learn about safety.
Yeah, we just try to go over the basics with these young kids, and most of the topics covered are in 15-minute intervals, so I mean, they're not listening to one thing for more than 15 minutes most of the time. We may have one that goes a half an hour, but otherwise nothing will get longer than that. So we're moving them around and doing different things with them. So it should go well.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program. Here with our Jefferson Parks and Recreation Assistant Director is Nathan Krall, joining us once again. Community State Bank of Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.